The French president has staunchly supported the Iran nuclear deal and warned that renouncing it would be a grave error.
Juillet 2015, un accord solide, robuste, vérifiable, qui permet de garantir que l'Iran ne se dotera pas d'une arme nucléaire.
A solid, robust and verifiable agreement with Iran that will ensure that Iran does not obtain nuclear weapons. Renouncing it would be a grave error.
Ne pas le respecter serait irresponsable.
It would be irresponsible for us to fail to uphold that agreement because this is a good agreement, an agreement that's essential to peace at a time when a downward spiral cannot be discounted. And this is what I said yesterday to my US and Iranian partners.
Emmanuel Macron hailed negotiations as the only means of settling disputes anywhere in the world and called the Iran nuclear deal the result of a dialogue-based approach. He said the same policy should be applied to North Korea. His comments were met with applause. The French president also touched upon the issue of Syria and expressed his country's commitment to a peaceful solution to the crisis there. Now, the Israeli prime minister has sharply criticized Iran's nuclear deal with the P5+1 countries, calling for either fixing or nixing the agreement. And Benjamin Netanyahu said crippling sanctions should be imposed against Iran in case of nixing the deal. He added that the deal should be fixed otherwise. The Israeli prime minister said the nuclear agreement paved the way for Iran to make multiple nuclear bombs. Netanyahu also urged Tehran to stop developing ballistic missiles, describing them as a threat to the world. He also thanked the U.S. government and President Donald Trump for supporting Tel Aviv. Let's speak to Professor James Fetzer. He's with the University of Minnesota Duluth, and he joins us via Skype from Madison. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Fetzer. Now, as we just heard there, Benjamin Netanyahu and also Trump so decidedly against the JCPOA and against Iran and its policies as a whole.
Yeah, it's shocking, absolutely shocking and embarrassing. I mean, Trump described the Iran deal is an embarrassment, but the real embarrassment is Donald Trump making these declarations to the United Nations, the overwhelming majority of whom all know better. It was an indefensible performance in comparison to the French president, who's also a neophyte. Donald Trump looked like an amateur. He looked like someone with no comprehension of world events. Frankly, I was not just acutely disappointed, but embarrassed.
Right. But Professor Fetzer, this kind of rhetoric, though, at a platform which should be technically used for promoting dialogue, as we heard Macron do that, we're hearing nothing but threats on the part of the U.S. president there and also Benjamin Netanyahu when it came to Iran.
Yes, that's right. And of course, with regard to North Korea, and it appears that both are at the instigation of Israel, that North Korea is on Israel's hit list because it has provided technology to Syria, to Iran and other states, where the Israelis attacked an alleged Syrian nuclear reactor in 2007 and killed 10 North Korean experts on atomic energy. So it looks to me this is the missing piece of the puzzle, the hysteria over North Korea, the hysteria over Syria, the hysteria over Iran, all as one source, which can be found on the map in Tel Aviv.
All right, and before I let you go, Professor Fetzer, of course, what does this mean, of course, for a time when, for example, we are seeing a concerted diplomatic efforts on the ground when it comes to Syria, for example, which Iran is a major player?
Well, we not only find Donald, essentially repudiating the very carefully constructed Iran nuclear deal, but we find the United States has rejected an offer by North Korea to freeze or give up its nuclear program, provided the United States would cease threatening North Korea with its ongoing bomber runs and other forms of hawkish behavior. It appears to me Donald Trump is going to lose the support of his base here in the United States massively, because as recent studies from Boston University and the University of Minnesota reflected, The voters in key states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, preferred Trump because they judged him to be less likely to continue the wars in the Middle East. That was the crucial issue that separated him from Hillary Clinton in those states. With this kind of ongoing, threatening, bellicose behavior by Donald Trump, that support that he had earned during the campaign is going to dwindle, if not virtually evaporate. This is very disappointing across the board.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Professor James Fetzer with the University of Minnesota Duluth joining us via Skype from Madison. Professor Fetzer, as always, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.